Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. We're checking in with the new head football coach at Mercer County. Of course, hired late in the school year. We transitioned to summer. We flipped the calendar to June, and probably about 2 months away, the first official day of practice in mid-August. So, Tanner Matlick, tell us about summer 2023 for the Eagles and the new head coach.
Yeah, Jim, appreciate you giving me a call to do this interview. And the summer's been going really well. We've had our first couple of days here as summer strength and conditioning work, and the kids have been phenomenal for the first 2 days. They've really bought into the culture we want to build here at Mercer County, and we've had incredibly hard workers the last 2 days, and I was really pleased with the effort. First of all, this morning, on this Tuesday morning, we put them through a pretty vigorous workout on Monday, and I was happy to see we actually had more kids come back on Tuesday that weren't there on Monday, and then put in another day of hard work here this Tuesday. So yeah, it's been awesome to get going with these kids, start meeting people, putting faces to names, and, you know, building those relationships. So it's been good here in the early going.
So the last time we had talked to you, we were just hired a couple months ago, and I had asked you at the time, hey, what's the staff look like? Have you made final decisions involving your coaching staff yet?
Yeah, so all those decisions, I think when we spoke last, Jim, candidly, I had kind of decided on who was going to be on staff and what it was going to look like. Nothing was public at that point, but we had our player-parent meeting last night, kind of unveiled for the first time who our staff's going to be. So we'll have myself calling the offense as the offensive coordinator and head coach. We'll have Eric Russell back calling the defense. He'll help out with DBs, running backs, and kind of float around to position groups. Coach Fred Lucas, he will be our offensive line and defensive line coach, and he will also call the JV offense. We have Coach Dawson, Coach Hedrick, Coach Clark, and then Coach Kenny as well on receivers, corners, linebackers. And then Coach Russell's son, Tyson Russell, will also be helping out with running backs as well. So good staff. I think it's a good mix of young guys and old guys, some guys that have been around the block a time or two, and then some guys that are pretty fresh into their coaching careers. So good mix of us, and I'm really excited to work with the staff moving forward. Everybody on staff's been great so far with all of our coaching meetings and trying to get kids into positions to be successful. So I'm excited to get rolling with this group.
Yeah, so it's, you know, summer off season, but actually I looked at the IHSA calendar. We're talking to you on June 6th, and I see the first official day of practice this year is actually Monday, August the 7th. So
that is correct.
Eight weeks in the new season starts. What do you focus on here? There's really not a lot of time when you say, man, 8 weeks, spring sports season just got over. But what do you look at here in these summer months and getting together with the kids and, you know, as you approach this 2023 fall?
Yeah, so the big thing for us this offseason, Jim, is installing the new offense that I'm going to bring to the table. So there'll be a lot of offensive focus this offseason. Every team's in the same boat. Every team has the same 8 weeks to try to get better this summer and build a program that is going to make a deep playoff run. So everybody's in the same boat as far as 8 weeks goes. And I'm looking forward to the work our kids are going to put in over the course of that 8 weeks. The other big thing outside of learning the new offense is just getting these kids to buy in to success and maximum effort and our core values on and off the field. So just getting that buy-in from the players, and we felt it as a staff early on. These kids are excited about the new staff. They're excited to get rolling and excited about the future of Mercer County football. So it's going to be a fun summer. We have quite a few 7-on-7s lined up this year with various schools, Rova, Rockridge, Orion, a couple tournaments in Princeton and Amarillo, Forsyth. So really excited about the summer we have planned and for these kids to have some fun this summer and get better as well at the same time. So
yeah, and so I looked at when you were hired, it was officially end of March. So it really wasn't that long ago in terms of turnaround and transitioning. Now it's weird this year too with, you know, I don't, you know, people are going to get confused. It's really a new conference this year when you think about it. So this merger between the Lincoln Trail Conference and the Prairie Land, they're calling it the Lincoln Land. So this is the final year because people are probably, well, they're going to the track. Well, yeah, but it's not till 2024. But it's kind of a weird mesh of a schedule where you're playing, I think, kind of some new opponents this year. So I think that's kind of probably going to be another challenge here, trying to figure out, hey, what are we going up against? Like, I think you play Macomb in week five. Good to have them on the schedule. What do you think of that kind of, you know, the next 2 years? It's going to be weird because basically kind of a brand new schedule here in 2023. Throw that out the window, brand new schedule in 2024.
So I'm excited about it, Jim, personally. And I know our staff and our kids are excited about the schedule this year and next year as well. And then making that full transition to the track to play some more local schools. But as far as this year goes, you are right. There are some teams on our schedule that we haven't seen over the course of the past couple of years. We're familiar with their programs, though. You look at Lewiston, you look at West Hancock, Alani West, and like you said, Macomb, a few schools in our schedule that we haven't played for a number of years, but still we have a staff. Like I said, we have some older guys on staff that know some of the coaches that coach at those schools and the systems they've run historically. So I think we'll be in good shape on that front. It's just finding the right people to get films on those teams throughout the season and make sure we scheme them up when we see them in those weeks that, you know, it's an opponent we're not familiar with according to the last couple of years we've played our schedule. So, and then as far as the track goes, super excited to make the transition to that conference in 2024. I've seen, you know, glimpses of what the schedule could look like in that season. It's really exciting to be able to play those teams again and bring that competitive atmosphere and the old rivals we used to have as Aledo, and now we're going to have them as Mercer County as well. So really excited to play in that conference moving forward.
Have they given you a 2020? People saying it's not 2023 yet, Taylor, but have they given you anything on 2024 yet? I'm just curious because I heard initially it was going to be Rock Ridge Mirco in week one.
I have not seen that schedule, Jim, but you know, I think it's a moving target right now for the track with teams coming and going. And I have seen a few preliminary schedules, but nothing is official. Really even close to finalized or official at this point. So just staying in contact with our AD and getting those updates when I can is what I've been doing. And like I said, nothing set in stone or even close to being set in stone yet. So,
all right. So we're talking to you. We can worry about that later. We're talking to you basically second day into summer workouts. Is there the potential you think, I don't know, you know, I always, when I talk to coaches, no matter what the sport is, they always say, I wish we had more kids out, you know, that in today's kind of environment. Have you seen anybody that maybe wasn't playing football before that's out now? Or
yeah, we have some kids that are going to give it a shot this year that haven't traditionally played in the past. Whether they'll be big contributors or not is yet to be seen, but I'm excited that we do have some new faces that again have not played in the past. They're upperclassmen or even, you know, a sophomore or two in there that have not played traditionally in the past. And the thing about these summer workouts too is I've seen a lot more of the different programs kids showing up in the mornings. You know, we get some baseball players in there, we get some basketball players in there. So just making athletics as a whole at Mercer County a little bit better on these summer mornings is huge for the district, huge for the competitiveness of these young men, and, you know, looking forward to guiding them all summer long and then transitioning into the football season in August.
All right. So the last thing that's great to hear that some kids are out that haven't been out before. So they'll help some way, whatever that role is.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm probably putting you on the spot. Do you remember, because a few people have asked me, Do you remember the order of the schedule this year, like week one through week nine, you can recite or not?
Start with United at home, and then we play, I believe, Lewiston. St. Bede week two. I believe Lewiston week three. And then we go into a combination. The middle of the schedule is tough with Knoxville, Farmington, Elmwood, Brimfield, Macomb. I don't think that is necessarily in order. Like you said, Macomb, I believe, is week five. And then we end the season with West Hancock. And I know I'm missing. I don't have it right fine. In front of me, Jim.
So but, week one is who do we play week one? That's a home game.
United.
Or
yep. United at home. And I believe, you know, there's some interesting dynamics going on in that game. So my old defensive line coach down at Monmouth calls the defense for that team. So it'll be fun to go up against an old college coach and be able to call an offense against his defensive scheme. And so that'll be fun for me personally and excited for that one to kick things off at home for the Eagles in August.
Yeah, crazy, man. Again, August 7th is the first official day of practice and the first games, August the 25th. All right, enjoy the rest of the summer. Tanner Matlick, we appreciate the check-in.
Appreciate it, Jim. Go Eagles.
And you're listening to WRMJ.